Harper Audio presents How to Be Everything, a guide for those who still don't know what they want to be when they grow up, by Emily Wapnick, performed by Allison Ryan. Artistry Trumps Mastery, Maggie Nelson. Preface: A Letter to the Listener. If you picked up this book, it's probably because you've had trouble narrowing down what you want to be to one thing. I'm not going to show you how to do that. This book is for the people who don't want to pick a single focus and abandon all their other interests. It's for the curious, for those who find delight in learning new things, creating and morphing between identities. You don't have to choose one thing. That's the big secret no one tells you. This book will show you how to build a sustainable and fruitful career that will allow you to explore to your heart's content to be everything. Be warned, however, this is no ordinary book, and it's no ordinary listening experience. Building a multifaceted life takes introspection and experimentation. I'll be here to guide you, but I'm going to ask you to do some things along the way. They may or may not include the following: making a lot of lists, throwing tantrums, researching strange combinations of words. So grab a pen and some paper. This is the start of something big and really fun. Part 1. Everything? Welcome to the tribe. Chapter 1. There is nothing wrong with you. Emily? I lifted my eyes from the menu at the deli. Standing before me was the acting teacher I'd studied with as a teenager. It had been years since I'd last seen her. We hugged and caught up a little, and she told me about how her theater school was going. "And what are you up to these days?" she asked. "I'm about to start law school in the fall," I replied enthusiastically. Since taking an introductory law class the year before, I'd developed a nerdy fascination with things like contracts and property law. These systems felt like an entirely new way of looking at the world. Her reaction was not what I expected. A funny expression materialized on her face as she cocked her head to one side. "Hmm, I thought you were going to be a filmmaker." My heart sunk. There it was. My problem, verbalized in a single sentence. "I thought you were going to be a filmmaker." This happened nearly a decade ago. I was 23, and I was slowly beginning to observe a pattern in myself. I noticed my tendency to dive into a new field, become completely engrossed, voraciously devour every bit of related information I could get my hands on, and complete a few projects I was very passionate about. After a number of months or years, my interest would miraculously begin to wane, and I would shift toward a new and exciting field, at which point the pattern would repeat. Boredom always set in once I reached a fairly high level of proficiency. Of course, this was also the point at which people would look at me and say, "Wow, Emily, you're good at this. You've really found your thing, haven't you?" Ugh, cue the guilt, cue the shame. This way of being in the world, becoming fascinated by something, diving in, gaining skills, and losing interest, caused me a lot of anxiety. Assuming that the tendency to pivot between disciplines was unique to me, I felt totally alone. My peers certainly didn't have everything figured out, but they all seemed to be on a linear trajectory towards something. My path, on the other hand, was just a mess of zigzags: music, art, web design, filmmaking, law. When my former acting teacher told me, with apparent confusion and disappointment, that she thought I was going to be a filmmaker, it was like I crashed face first into a truth about myself that I'd been hiding from. I was incapable of sticking with anything. That moment felt like a moment of clarity, and it did not feel good. A million questions spun in my head. Will I ever find my thing? Do I even have a thing? If my calling isn't any of the things I've tried before, will it be the next one? Will I ever be content in one job for more than a few years? Or will each profession eventually lose its luster? And the most cutting question of all,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?